Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear sisters, dear faithful, is the doctrine of today's gospel compatible with life in the modern world? We well might ask such a question. Is it possible to heed the doctrine of Christ contained in today's gospel and to be financially astute at the same time? May the followers of Jesus Christ manage an investment portfolio with the intention of increasing its value. May they own and operate several businesses for profit. May they pay attention constantly to the performance of their 401ks. The answers to these questions depend not so much upon the things themselves, but rather upon our own approach and attitude toward those things and their relation to Almighty God. It's very easy to make a wrong interpretation of today's gospel. There is nothing morally wrong with wealth, money, investments, and businesses. In themselves, these things are indifferent, and as such, they can be used both for good and for evil. Our blessed Lord makes this clear by asserting that a man cannot serve two masters. Notice that he does not say a man cannot have two masters, but that a man cannot serve two masters. Now, the operative word in this doctrine of our blessed Lord is to serve. Our blessed Lord is referring to that complete and absolute service which in times of old slaves gave to their masters. A complete and absolute service is reserved for God alone. Our Lord insists upon that. Such a service cannot be given to financial pursuits and to God at the same time. The service of God must come first and foremost in priority. That is what our blessed Lord is teaching. And we must realize that there are no class distinctions when it comes to the service of God in religion. Everyone, from the wealthiest millionaire to the poorest laborer, must serve Almighty God. Everyone, at the end of the workday, must return home and act as a Christian. Kneeling down and praying to God, giving thanks for all benefits received, and making known to God needs and petitions. Our blessed Lord was by no means condemning wealth itself. He wasn't condemning the stock market, nor those who invest in it. He wasn't even condemning capitalism, which is in itself indifferent. The abuses which stem from the perversity of men's wills are indeed evil. But capitalism in itself is not. Our blessed Lord wasn't condemning the legitimate efforts which may lead to financial success, however strenuous. What our blessed Lord was condemning was avarice, which is the inordinate love of money, which leads to a sort of slavery to earthly things. That, precisely, is the condemnation in today's gospel. Besides condemning avarice, our blessed Lord also commanded us to trust in God's providence. This too may be easily misinterpreted. Trust in divine providence should never be a cloak for idleness and lack of initiative. That is by no means what our blessed Lord meant. Avarice is at one end of the moral spectrum, and laziness at the other. And what our blessed Lord means to teach us is a perfect balance, the avoidance of both the extremes. And that is something which he taught us with his holy life. And we see that teaching in the pages of the gospel. Our Lord was consumed, on the one hand, with spiritual things. He was constantly feeding the minds and the souls of men with the bread of heavenly doctrine. And yet, on the other hand, he worked very hard, especially at Nazareth, as a carpenter. Our Lord said in today's gospel, "Be not solicitous." In other words, be not consumed with thoughts and worries over material and financial things. He did not say, be not provident, be not thrifty, be not prudent, or do not work for your living. Not at all. Our blessed Lord did not mean for us to be lazy and inactive, expecting the necessities of life to fall from heaven. On the contrary, in his very own life, he exemplified both the importance and the value of hard work And the example that he gave us applies to much more than just carpentry. That example applies to all forms of honest and decent work and business. In commanding us to trust in divine providence, he was by no means encouraging us to be idle and lazy. We must always realize the tremendous importance of industry and resourcefulness in our own lives, both with regard to spiritual things as well as material ones. Our minds must be occupied and engaged in honest business in this life. God intended them to be so. He intended that our faculties be honestly engaged during life, not idle, not wasted. And we are all very familiar with the saying, idleness is the devil's workshop. And how true that is. We all do well to busy ourselves throughout this life. And it's very important that we teach these lessons of life to our children. It's important that we inculcate in their minds and in their hearts a proper idea of the place of labor and initiative in our lives, both for the spiritual and for the temporal. The two must go hand in hand. We must instruct them regarding both sides of this coin. And so let us always endeavor to bear in mind the importance, on the one hand, of the devout and the regular service of God through prayerfulness, through devotion, and through a worthy reception of the sacraments. This must be for each of us the most important part of our lives on this earth. We must retire from the temporal side each day and pay very careful and particular attention to the spiritual side. We mustn't become consumed with things material. And at the same time, we must always remember the importance of making a very strenuous and prudent effort at our living so as to secure our temporal future. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.